process.
Will you hand me that packet, please?
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. I hope you feel better. All right, I'm going to get down then, Paula.
All right, the the Government Operations Committee will come to order. Roll call, please.
Congressman Bighorst? Congressman Fox? Congressman Maker?
Here.
Congresswoman Pratt?
Up here.
Congresswoman Whitehorse?
Here.
Congresswoman Edwards?
Next time on the agenda is prayer. Congressman Potts, please offer prayer.
Lord, we thank you for today. We just thank you for the opportunity to serve the Osage people. Just be with us here as we make decisions about the future of our nation and just watch over us and guide our actions. In your name we pray. Amen.
So, I can't hear and I have an earache. I generally just don't feel that good, so if I don't see you or don't hear you, get my attention, please. Next time on the agenda is approval of minutes. The minutes of September 21st. Are y'all looking at September 21st still? Okay.
Still.
Motion to approve the minutes of September 21st.
Motion's been made. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item on the agenda is consideration of Anita Fields to the Osage Nation Election Board. Anita Fields is here. Ms. Fields, would you come up and join us, please? Anita Fields is appointed to as an alternate member of the Election Board for a term of 3 years. She is from Stillwater, Oklahoma. She is an artist, an educator, and a George Kaiser Fellow in her second year. She has been on the election board in the past. She's also been with OVAC. I like that organization. That's the Oklahoma Visual Artists Coalition. And also been in the National Native Art Network. She served as an election board alternate from 2014 to 2018. Does anyone have any, Ms. Fields, would you like to add anything to that?
No, that pretty much covers everything. I just...
We have her resume.
Yeah. I guess just add that I enjoy, you know, the work that we do over there at the election board, and just feel like it's really important, as everybody knows. So we have a great board, you know, that works really well together, and I just think it's important to be able to give back to the nation in any way that you can. I feel like this is a good way to be able to help the nation move forward in a positive way.
As an alternate, are your job duties the same as a board member, except when it comes to, I guess, actually voting?
I can have input. I can't vote. And I see that really, you know, the real positive thing about the alternate, being able to attend the meetings, go to the meetings, is that come election time, you really have a good idea of all the events that lead up to it and what needs to happen during the actual election, you know, procedure. So I think that like this summer when I was asked to step up, it was really useful having, you know, attended the meetings and being really familiar with the, you know, the procedures and policies and that kind of thing, and the codes, is to be able to step into that and understand the procedure in a real, the big picture, you know, type of thing.
I've been an advocate in the past for just having 5 members, because you do attend the mm-hmm. meeting. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, well, just right now, what I can. I could see that, though.
Because it seems like you're everything that a board member is, except somehow right at the end,
yeah.
It's like you don't get to vote. Even juries, when we put alternate jurors in the box at the end, the judge often says, "You've heard all the evidence, you've been a juror for all intents and purposes, go deliberate." So, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Questions? We'll go this way this time. Congressman Maker?
Oh, I'm glad to see you're doing a great job when you have been up there working with the election.
Congresswoman Pratt? Congressman Fox.
Thank you for your service already.
Mm-hmm.
I have no questions regarding your education or experience, but I do echo some of Congressman Edwards' concerns. You're there as a board member already. I'd be interested to maybe make that 5 board members in the future, but thank you for your service already.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Thanks for coming to the table and letting us visit with you today. I just have a comment, and I think that finding Osage people that want to engage, that realize what their duty is on their board, and stepping into it by knowing what their board does and caring to attend the meetings and stay informed is marvelous. So I don't have any questions for you. I just want to thank you for your service and for being an engaged Osage in your government. It's important. So thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
I'd like to echo that. Although I'm here on election day, the fact that we can have an absentee ballot and utilize that if we want to, the fact that it comes on time and we can have our voice be heard, that by that means is important to a lot of people. So mm-hmm. the fact that you accomplished that as a board is much appreciated. All right. Chair will entertain a motion. Yes?
Move to report to Congress the appointment of Anita Fields for a 3-year term to alternate election board member. It's a candidate who's qualified by education, experience, and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Hope you had a nice drive with us.
Yes. I was going to have to text somebody because I got behind and it's like one of those huge, you know, mm-hmm. and it was just crawling. Traffic was just crawling.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone, for your time.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you. All right. While we're on the subject of board appointments, I have a letter dated September 21st, 2018, received at 12:16 from the treasurer. clarification of remarks. Dear Congresswoman Edwards, thank you for the opportunity to appear today before the Government Operations Committee. My work experience at the Osage Nation has been rewarding and enjoyable. Although Indian nations are unique, tribal governments have common administrative attributes. My response to your question regarding shifting of monies and the wages line item was based in the current context of events. Subsequently, I was reminded about the Skytook Essentially Kids Wheeler Building commercial lease transaction. Due to a projected positive budget variance, funds were shifted from the wages and fringe line item for the benefits of the space cost line item. The controller relied upon an attorney general's opinion regarding the approval of budgets organized by divisions in his calculations. That attorney general opinion is no longer being completely followed. These transactions occurred in August and September of 2016 from an accounting standpoint. Accordingly, my early remarks bear clarification. Please accept my apology for this inadvertent oversight. Respectfully, Samuel Alexander, Treasurer. Is there, yes?
Do we have a copy of that?
Coming your way. Thank you.
Can you please forward it to the clerk?
Yes, I will. Is there any movement to reconsider the vote regarding the qualifications of the program? Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Well, since you're asking, should we have some discussion about what we're talking about right now?
Last week when we took the vote regarding the treasurer, there are three possible categories. There are three categories. And one of them is candidates qualified by education and experience, and there are no legal or ethical or legal barriers to service. Second is candidates qualified by education experience, but has legal, ethical, or legal conflicts, which may call into question the effectiveness of the person nominated. Third thing is candidates not recommended due to constitutional infirmities or lack of qualification under Osage law. We didn't consider all three of those categories. We considered one. I think the motion was read and that was fine. But in retrospect, and given this and some other conversations, particularly regarding some reporting that has been missed, I was asked to see if the committee wanted to reconsider the statement that was moved out of committee. So if that's the case, I'm happy to do that. If not, it'll stand where it is.
Madam Chair, I still have a couple of questions that I've been gathering for the Treasury. It's the desire of the committee to ask those at another committee meeting. I'm more than willing to go down that road. I think that statements not only needed clarification from that meeting, but outside of that meeting as well. So I would be open to reconsidering.
Is that a motion?
Yes,
I understand the motion. Is there a second? So motion to reconsider the recommendation of the committee regarding the qualifications of the treasurer. There's a second. Is that a second?
Point of order. Are we in proper form for parliamentary procedure doing so? I just had that question, if this is the correct way to handle it, to get that back into this committee.
It wasn't reported out.
No, okay. All right, second.
Question.
Motion and a second. Discussion? Speaker?
kind of walked in, I overheard, it sounds like you guys are considering, the motion is to reconsider.
Right.
The treasurer. Well, he was, there was a motion that passed, it was seconded and passed, that he was qualified by education and experience, and there were no ethical barriers to service, is what I heard last Friday. So I thought you just said that it was never passed out.
No, it's never been read out. There was a motion. It's never been reported out.
So you're saying there's a committee report that just wasn't circulated and signed, or what?
Yep.
I don't recall that practice being done in Congress 6 years since I've been here.
Yeah, there's been times when the committee report has not been signed, and the committee still did work on it.
I don't recall that.
Well, it's up to the committee.
Your committee. I'm just curious, trying to catch up.
Okay. Will you... Do you have a comment on the motion?
I do.
Hold on a minute.
I do.
You don't think reconsidered and then rescind is probably a bit? Okay. Will you amend your motion to rescind?
Motion for a 5-minute recess.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed?
It's a separate big debt.